This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Final rounds of the PIAA Wrestling Tournament are coming up here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. Greg Warnock alongside Greg Smith with you here for the third, fifth, and seventh place matches. They'll be getting underway here in just a few minutes, and we'll have it all for you. Try to get you all of the results as they happen. Obviously, more of a focus on the Washington Green County wrestlers, and then from there, focusing into the WPIAO wrestlers as well. As far as this round is concerned, for Washington Green County, 12 wrestlers will be competing for third and fourth. It'll be Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan and Colin White of West Green. Well, for fifth and sixth, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan, Lucas Barr of McGuffey, Drake McClure of Bentworth, Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, and Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. And for seventh and eighth, Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan, Ryan Senepal of Burgistown, Abigail Dolanch of Avella, Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan, and Owen Ivsick of Bentworth. And I feel like if you're in this round, granted you want to finish as high as possible, but you've got your medal, you're going to be on the award stand, you know you're going to be for either for third or fourth, fifth or sixth, seventh or eighth, right? Have fun. This should be like one of your like fun matches that you have.
I certainly would agree with you, Greg, and you know, not that, you're right, it's, you're right. Your fate is kind of already sealed, right?
Yeah.
You know more or less where you're going to be. I'm sure there's opportunities for, you know, some of these wrestlers to, you know, you want to finish as high as you can, but you're right. What do you have to lose here, especially for any of these wrestlers who are seniors, many of whom, if not all of whom, are probably likely wrestling at the next level, but hey, make your final mark here in the States and go out swinging. So, good opportunity for all these wrestlers, and well-deserved. I mean, this is such a gauntlet. I mean, you and I are up here complaining about being here until 11 o'clock. Can you imagine having to be here until 11 o'clock and having to wrestle?
Yeah.
And wrestle many of these wrestlers four, five, six times? So, you know, this is a well-deserved ending for a lot of these wrestlers, and here's hoping that they all can finish out the way that they want to finish out.
So third, fifth, and seventh place matches will be underway here in just a moment as they clear the mats. We'll have them for you next on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Accurate to Giants Center in Hershey. Greg Warnock and Greg Smith with you here for wrestling action for 3rd, 5th, and 7th place matches. Same setup, girls on mats 1 and 2, AAA on mats 3 and 4, and AA on mats 5 and 6. Couple of WPI wrestlers out there right now wrestling for 5th and 6th. It's Michael Johnson of West Allegheny wrestling Quinn Bagnell of Council Rock South. Johnson with the opening takedown. He leads 3-0 and actually back points as well, made it 7-0. And now we got blood time going for Bagnell at the end of the first period. Seventh place match, Bryce Thomas of Moon, Elijah Foltz of Palmyra. And it is going to be scoreless at the end of one between Thomas and Foltz. Kristen Walzer of Montour, her third place match at 100 pounds, getting underway against Melina Comfort of Williamsport. We did have one result already on the girls' side. So we're going to do our best to make sure we get you all the results. But I believe that was the seventh place match, and it was. It was Sydney Schaefer of Lackawanna Trail, a winner by fall in 52 seconds over Cambria Leshko of Southern Lehigh. So that's girls 100 pounds, seventh place result. That did take place quickly. So the other matches, Mia Nesbitt of Neshaminy leading Chelsea Dressler of Nazareth 3-0 there in the second period. That's for fifth place at 100 pounds. And the AA match is happening right now. Bodie Nickerson of North Penn Liberty. He leads Corbin Colley of Benton 2-0. They have a minute to go in the second period. That's seventh at 107. For fifth at 107, Brandon Eisenhower of Montoursville leads Blake Clip of Bishop McDevitt 4-0. And again, that's about halfway through the second. Back to Thomas and Johnson. So Johnson's back underway, gets an escape to begin the second. He leads Bagnell 8-0, a minute and a half to go in the second period. Thomas of Moon still scoreless with Foltz of Palmyra 40 seconds ago in the second, and Thomas is riding, and it's going to take Foltz to his back for just a one count, and now still riding with it, a leg in, and he's got the head trying to roll through. Tom is trying to hold on, but he's going to end up giving up a reversal, and he may get put to his back with a cradle. Held on to it just a little bit too long, and now rolling through is Thomas. And Thomas gets a reversal of his own, so I think it was 2-2. Reversal and two near falls for Foltz. Reversal for Thomas, so 4-2. Foltz leads Thomas after two.
Got a fun one there over on Mount 1. Kristen Walzer of Montour was a winner in the consolation semifinals, so has found her way into the third place match where she leads 6-0 against Melania Comfort of Williamsport. Walzer has Comfort stuck in a cradle. Can she finish the fall here? She's got all four near fall points waiting for her. Still about 40 seconds to go in the period, so Walzer closing in on a third-place finish. The referee is just begging to slap the mat, but Comfort able to break free. Walzer will add four more, 10-0. She leads late in the second.
Looks like the fifth-place match also has near fall points happening as well. Nesbitt has Dressler on her back. That's late in the third period. Johnson of West Allegheny looks like he's in danger of being taken down, but time's going to run out before he does. So his lead still 8-0 after two. And they did wave off the two near fall points for Foltz. So Thomas and Foltz are tied at two as they start the third period with Thomas on the bottom.
I think that's the right call. There was a lot of scramble there. I'm not sure that you could have adequately put that in. It looks like Thomas now working on. Is that a reversal there? I believe it is.
Mia Nesbitt will be your fifth place finisher at 100 pounds. 10-0 win over Chelsea Dressler of Nazareth.
Kristen Walzer of Montour continues her lead. She leads 10-0. Close to giving up a reversal here, and she does give up the reversal, but late in the third period, still leading 10-2 Walzer. Or 10-3 as you do the takedown, so 10-3 Walzer leads.
Leah Ramos of Cannon McMillan will be underway in her seventh place bout at 106, taking on Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg.
Make sure we lock in here on Ramos. Did not wrestle in the earlier session, as Greg alluded to. She wrapped up her day yesterday. So this is her first match today. In on a shot is Keckler. Single leg takedown, and she takes Ramos straight to her back. Keckler has the three-point takedown, has four near fall points, and has Ramos stuck, and there is a fall. Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg, a fall at just 32 seconds. So Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan will be your eighth place finisher at 106 pounds. Congratulations to Malia for her eighth place finish.
Bryce Thomas of Moon did get a reversal in the third period. And now potentially dangerous with 25 seconds gone. Actually, they're going to call a penalty point on Thomas. So that makes it 4-3 with 25 seconds left. Had a finish in double A. We'll try to get that for you here in just a minute.
Walzer of Montour quickly. A late surge by Melania Comfort of Williamsport. But Kristen Walzer of Montour, a 12-9 victory over Comfort. Walzer of Montour, your third place finisher at 100 pounds.
So that wraps up 100-pound action on the girls' side. 107, it was the seventh place match. Bodie Nickerson of North Penn Liberty, a 5-0 winner over Corbin Colley of Benton. And it looks like we had this fifth place match finish up as well. We'll get that for you in a moment. Want to first bring you Bryce Thomas of Moon, who is finishing up 4-3. Just got hit with a stalling call, riding with just 3 seconds left. So Bryce Thomas of Moon looking like he will be your seventh place finisher at 107 pounds in AAA. A 4-3 winner. Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, meanwhile, with a takedown. He's up 11-0 with 37 seconds to go in the fifth place bout.
On to the match in the WPIAL Blythe Letters of Shaler. She leads 3-0 over Grace Nesbitt of Neshaminy. That is at the end of the first period. That's a third place match, so Letters with a chance to add a third place finish for the WPIAL and the Shaler Titans.
Double A fifth place result, Braden Eisenhower of Montoursville. 10-1 winner over Blake Clip of Bishop McDevitt. So it's now 12-1. We had an escape for Bagnell, and I think a penalty point of some kind went to Johnson. Just 16 seconds left in the third.
Yep, just trying to wrap that one up is, as you mentioned, Johnson well on his way to a fifth-place finish here.
He was fifth in the West Region a week ago.
And oof.
Able to turn things around, and looking like he'll be the fifth-place finisher in the state of PA. He'll back away. And they go out of bounds, and time will run out. Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, your fifth-place finisher with a 12-1 major decision win. We'll take a timeout, back with more wrestling in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey. We had an all WPIAO matchup for seventh place, and Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson beats Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional by fall in 47 seconds. So a quick takedown to a fall for Rehack. I believe that's win number 100. He had a big banner. We've seen a lot of those.
You alluded to it earlier, too. It's great that they have those, but, man, you're testing fate a little bit, right? Like, the last match of the day. So, but congratulations to Zach Rehack for that accomplishment. Letters of Shaler, she leads 6-2 late in the third period of her Nesbitt of Neshaminy. So, that's a third-place match at 106 pounds. So, Letters moving closer to that. And onto the mat, Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. No score against John Segeda of Council Rock South at 114 pounds. That is also a third-place match.
We'll make sure to try to update you on all the placers to this point. To let you know where they've finished. No score for Barrett as the first period just about to come to a close. Rye Santa Paula Burgistown is on deck. She's the next local wrestler for Washington Greene County to come out onto the mat, and the only one on the board right now. Patrick Bolger of Derry, he's getting underway in his fifth place match, wrestling Gabe Oberheim of Montgomery.
And Blythe Letters of Shaler, your third-place winner at 106 pounds. She defeats Grace Nesbitt of Neshaminy. So congratulations to Blythe Letters. A third-place finish for her for the WPIAL.
So girls 100-pound results. Kristen Walzer of Montour, 12-9 over Melina Comfort of Williamsport. For fifth place, it was Mia Nesbitt of Neshaminy, 10-0 over Chelsea Dressler of Nazareth. And for seventh place, it was Sydney Schaefer of Lackawanna Trail, 3-2, or fall in 52 seconds, excuse me, over Cambria Leshko of Southern Lehigh. So that was 100-pound results for the girls. 107 for AA. Now that has wrapped up, we'll tell you how that came about. For third place, it was Nathan Schumann of Honesdale, Tech Fall 23-5 at 4:18 over Riley Crandall of Faith Christian. And for fifth place, it was Brandon Eisenhower of Montoursville, 10-1 over Blake Clip of Bishop McDevitt. And for seventh place, it was Bodie Nickerson of North Penn, 5-0 over Corbin Calais of Benton.
underway on that one. Greg mentioned it. Raya Senapal of Burgettstown. This is a seventh place match. She's wrestling Kylie Fix of Milton. No score there. They're about halfway through the first period, wrestling on their feet. Fix pushing into Senapal a little bit, but no real shot attempt from either wrestler yet.
AAA third place, 107, still underway, so we'll get you the AAA in a moment.
Senapal goes up for the head for a little bit, but the first period will come to a close. Uneventful first for Senapal of Burgettstown. She will have selection in the second period after Fix defers her choice, so Senapal will choose down to begin the second period. Again, no score. Fix on top. Senapal stand up to her feet, trying to cut away. It's one arm broken. Now switches the other arm. Just running away, and Fix is going to get it with a stalling call with no effort to bring Senapal back to the mat. Official lets her know that. No points awarded. Just a stalling warning as they tumble out of bounds. 18 seconds into the second period. No score. And Fix this time is just going to let Senapal stand. So 1-0. She now leads as they wrestle on their feet. This is a seventh place match at 112 pounds.
Barrett of Penn Trafford trails 4-0 to Sagata of Council Rock South in the third period. Barrett is on the bottom position. Bolger of Derry leads 2-0 over Oberheim of Montgomery at the end of the second period.
Senapal pushing the pushing a little bit, and that tempo is going to actually force a stalling point to her. As Fix not able to stave off the tempo, so now 2-0. Raya Senapal of Burgettstown leads after a stalling point awarded to her here in the second period. It's a good effort, good motor from Senapal. It's got to feel good to draw that one out, especially early in the second period as it is. Hand fighting right now, Senapal and Fix. Head snap with the left arm from Senapal, but shrugged off by Fix. Senapal thinking about her next move. A lot of level changing here, but mostly pushing and shoving. We're under 20 seconds to go. Tie up a little tighter. Shot attempt. Fix is blocked away. Another shot attempt by Fix, and Senapal now. Fix seems to be pushing the tempo a little bit more. In on a double leg is Fix getting down to the mat. Nice shot by Senapal to Whizzer. Whizzer's over, and yeah, 3-point takedown, no near fall. Or are they going to say that Senapal went out of bounds? I think they're going to say she went out of bounds. And Joey Vigliotti is going to have a word about that. It looked like Senapal had that clear takedown, was able to step through that headlock attempt from Fix. I think they're going to say that Fix, one of their feet landed off the mat entirely, which I think negates then the takedown. So no takedown for Senapal. She will hold on to a 2-0 lead. The second period has come to a close. So third period underway, 2-0. Senapal still leads.
Patrick Bolger of Derry now trails Oberheim and Montgomery 6-4, 20 seconds remaining in the third period. And a reversal will make it 6-6.
Wrestling on their feet for the third period. Now Fix becoming the aggressor, pushing into Senapal. And Fix is going to more or less throw a bit of a punch. So a penalty point awarded, or no. Penalty point awarded to Senapal. Fix trying to be the aggressor and is now basically throwing blows here, trying to hand fight with Senapal, but it is, in my opinion, getting a little too much there. It almost seems like a close hand sort of swing. And now we're going to get blood time to oddly enough, blood time to fix, despite the fact that I think Senapal, you know, Fix landed a couple blows to Senapal, but 3-0, she leads a minute 19. I don't know if you were watching that, Greg, but sure felt like there was some. Yeah, I mean, I think she's just pushing tempo there, but
yeah, right.
It was borderline becoming a problem. So a penalty point is awarded, and she's being tended to now, either injury or blood time. Looks like injury time maybe for an inhaler.
Yeah, I was keeping an eye out on Patrick Bulger. He went to overtime with Oberheim, and he was able to get the takedown. So Bulger of Derry, your fifth-place finisher, 9-6 in overtime. Also had a final as well for Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. He dropped a 6-1 decision to John Sagata of Council Rock South. So Barrett will finish in fourth place. Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward now getting underway in his seventh place match, and he's got a takedown on Tyden Schumann of Berks Catholic. So that's all the WPIO updates as we get back to Senapal.
Yeah, and here we go again. Just about our minute remaining. Right, Senapal leading 3-0. Fix now trying to come up towards the head, trying to stand Senapal up, and another technical foul, another blow to the head. And so Senapal's lead now 4-0. That's big. Now a takedown now does not tie the match. So Senapal now can afford to give up a takedown and hang on. And I think the official is calling this match very, very closely as Senapal is just kind of keeping her distance. Fix now kind of runs at her. Senapal needs to be careful for a stalling warning as she's kind of just hand fighting, trying to keep Fix's hands from coming close. Fix now ties up. Under 30 seconds to go. Senapal still leading 4-0. Senapal keeping her distance. She's not on the edge of the mat, but sort of kind of holding and making Fix come to her. Kind of a unique stalling tactic. There is the stalling against Senapal. Just a warning, though, so no point awarded yet to Fix. Needs to be careful. Under 10 seconds to go. In on a shot is Fix. Tries to lace the leg. Not able to do it yet. And Raya Senapal of Bergetstal hangs on for a 4-0 win. She will be your seventh place finisher at 112 pounds.
I don't know about you, Greg, but if people are throwing fists at me, I might stay back a little bit too.
Yeah, I thought, no, truly, I thought that was a very smart tactic from her, right? She's sort of encouraging Fix to come towards her, but she's keeping her distance, right? So she's not fleeing the mat. She's not, and Fix kind of at one point kind of looked over and was like, what am I supposed to do? And it's like, you gotta go chase her. So no, I think that's great coaching, great strategy, and congratulations to Raya Senapal for the seventh place finish at 112.
So as far as Washington Green County wrestlers, Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan is in the hole, and she'll be wrestling Anna Duncan of South Park. So an all WPIAL matchup as far as WPIAL wrestlers currently out there. Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward's out. He's up 6-0 in his seventh place match over Schumann of Berks Catholic. And that's it from a WPIAL perspective. So we have recapped a couple of weights. We'll make sure to come back and recap some more so that way then you understand the results that have happened to this point and make sure we continue to stay on more of the Washington, Green County, and WPIAL wrestlers, but make sure we get you the results of every single match of this round. So we'll have that for you in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Preston Bubash up. Elizabeth forward is leading 6-2, 1:20 to go in the third period. He is wrestling neutral with Schumann up, Burke's Catholic. And again, looks like, just quick glance, he's the only wrestler out there, so we will do our best to also recap as much as possible. Make sure we let you know what every result is here in this round as you're listening in. We did 100 in girls, 107 AA, 107 AAA. Your third place finisher was Schaefer Hoffman of Downingtown West. 2-1 ultimate tiebreaker win over Maximus Query of Notre Dame GP. For fifth place, it was Michael Johnson of West Allegheny. A 12-1 winner over Quinn Bagnell of Council Rock South. And for seventh, Bryce Thomas of Moon, 4-3 over Elijah Foltz of Palmyra. And Bubash gets the takedown. He leads 9-2 now. I believe Keith Secker of Derry will be coming out on the mat as well.
She will. And then on deck at 124 pounds on the girls' side, it'll be, actually, it might be coming up. I think there was a forfeit in the match prior, so Anna Duncan of South Park and Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan. So both a Washington Green, Washington County wrestler against a nearby Washington County wrestler. So we'll make sure to bring you the action here for Uni Ayala here.
Let's tell you the 106-pound results for the girls. Third place was Blythe Letters of Shaler, 6-2 over Grace Nesbitt of Neshaminy. In fifth place, it was Michaela Smith of Northern York, 1-0 over Jenna Housenek of Montgomery. And for seventh place, it was Taylor Keckler of Gettysburg by fall in 32 seconds over Malia Ramos of Cannon McMillan.
Here comes Ayala out of the tunnel, so she will get her green ankle bands on and we'll get her underway. Again, she'll be facing Anna Duncan of South Park.
Can get you 114 in AA as well, really quick. The results are all in. Third place finisher, Cruz Little of Faith Christian. Tech fall, 15-0 at 3:15 over Isaiah Shickley of Halifax. Your fifth place finisher at 114 pounds. It was Patrick Bulger of Derry. He was a winner 13-6 in overtime over Gabe Oberheim of Montgomery. And for seventh place, it was Xander Wilson of Williamson, 6-0 over Rowan Humphrey of Southern Columbia.
Ayala forcing a stalling warning on Anna Duncan in the first 7 seconds of the match. Went right into her and basically pushed Duncan straight out of bounds. So no score under 30 seconds to go. Ayala has a nice overhook on the right arm of Duncan, but so far seems to be controlling tempo here in the early stages of this fifth place match. Trying that front trip there with that, again, has that big underhook now on the right arm of Duncan. Rather overhook, I should say, and forces them out of bounds. So back to the center go Ayala and Duncan.
Let's give you 114 in AAA as well, really quick as that first period comes to a close. For third place, John Sagata of Council Rock South, 6-1 over Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. Again, that was for third place for AAA, 114. For fifth place, it was a forfeit win for Kale Mueller of Notre Dame GP over Braden Todora of Parkland. And for seventh place, Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson by fall in 47 seconds over Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional.
Ayala starts the second period down, sits back into Duncan. She's going to have at least a point coming for locked hands penalty against Duncan. So Ayala, whistle blows there finally, 142 remaining. She'll take a 1-0 lead again. Duncan starting on the down position and forces a penalty point against Duncan with a locked hands call. Duncan tries for a cradle, but Ayala able to stand up, presses the arms away and turns into Duncan as they go out of bounds, so no escape there.
Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forge, your seventh place finisher, 9-3 over Schumann of Berks Catholic. Only other WPL wrestler on the mat right now is Kayla Kiesecker of Derry in the fifth place match at 118. She trails 7-1 to Lillian Rumsey of Williamsport during the second period.
Duncan trying to work on that far ankle. Trying to have that left leg kind of in onto Duncan. Duncan now thought about pulling Ayala thought about pulling Duncan's arm over, decides otherwise. Duncan trying to set up for sort of a spladle type move, but trying to lock that knee in and able to break Ayala down. So Duncan trailing Ayala 1-0. Looking for a half now. Ayala down on her stomach. Trying to work her knees back underneath her. She's able to. Tripods up onto her feet. Front trip by Duncan. Ayala has a nice job to come into the body of Duncan and get the two-point reversal. So Uni Ayala has extended her lead now to 3-0. 30 seconds to go, second period. She now rides on top. Duncan now trying to tripod up onto her feet. Tries a roll. Able to grab the left knee, but Ayala has that knee a little bit more in. Now Ayala loses hip position. Duncan able to hip over. She's got a reversal. She's got near fall points, does Anna Duncan. And there is a fall. Anna Duncan of South Park comes from behind and a fall, which is 8 seconds remaining. 2:52 to fall. Anna Duncan, your fifth place finisher from South Park. She defeats Uni Ayala of Cannon Mack. Fall at 2:52. Tough break there for Uni. I thought she was in control for much of that match, especially on her feet, but gets caught. And Anna Duncan, your fifth place finisher.
Only other WPL matchup on the board right now, Kaylee Kiesecker of Derry trailing 7-1 to Rumsey of Williamsport. And they are in the third period. Sophia Davis of Plum is on deck. Santino Sloboda of Butler is on deck. Cam Baker of Burl is on deck. Lucas Barr of McGuffey, he is in the hole. And Laboon of Upper St. Clair is also in the hole right now. So Washington County wrestler Lucas Barr, a couple of matches away from wrestling his final bout of his high school career. So we'll see how that one goes here in a moment. There is a stoppage between Kiesecker and Rumsey, so we're going to step aside as well, and we'll continue to let you know the results as we are through two weight classes of both AA, AAA, and the girls, and we'll also continue to focus on the Washington Green County wrestlers as well as the WPIL. But we'll be back in a moment from the Giant Center in Hershey, here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey, Kayla Kiesecker of Derry trailing 7-5 to Rumsey of Williamsport. Kiesecker on the bottom here in this third period. Turns into Rumsey, trying to elevate, and may end up putting herself in a little bit of trouble. Able to roll back three, now coming up to her feet. Switches over to a double. And out of bounds with 19 seconds left in the third. She is the lone WPIO wrestler out there right now. And as soon as I say that, Cam Baker Burrell gets on the board. So that means Lucas Barr McGuffey is on deck. Kiesecker needing injury time. Barr will follow Baker on the mats. So Kiesecker able to get back underway. Final 19 seconds, trying to come up to her feet. Now able to get to her feet. Rumsey trying to hold on with the headlock. Keeping a hold of that head for the final 5 seconds, seeing if she can hold off Kiesecker. And she will. It'll be a 7-5 win for Rumsey over Kiesecker. Let's get you the medal winners at 112 pounds for the girls. In third place, it was Morgan Highland of Easton, 6-2 over Kylie Trostel of Elko. For fifth place, it was Maya Poloni of Quakertown, 9-7 over Iris Ritz of Red Bank Valley. And for seventh, Raya Senepal of Burgistown, a 4-0 winner over Kylie Fix of Milton. Looks like we are through 121 on the AA side, so we can... I think we might be through it on the AAA side as well, so let's get you those results now. As Cam Baker trails 4-0 to Canes of Hanover as they start the second period. The third place match at 121 pounds. It went to Brock Rothermel of Line Mountain, a 4-2 winner over Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain. For fifth place, it was Sam Wolford of Northern Lebanon. He was a winner 12-2 over Flynn Arnestead of Faith Christian, and for seventh, Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward, 9-3 over Tyden Schumann of Berks Catholic. 121 for Triple A. Again, try to do it like in order, so each round being finished up, and get you one for each of them. The third place finisher at 121 in Triple A was Dom Morrison of Hatboro Horsham. He beats Mateo Gallegos of Dubois 8-3 for the third place finish. Fifth place finish went to Abram Schaefer of Wilson, 7-4 over Jake Benyo of Hazleton. And your seventh place finisher went to Nico Amili of Bethlehem Catholic, 2-1 at 2 minutes of overtime over Tegan Cassiolo of Emmaus. Sophia Davis of Plum out there for the WPIAL. Cam Baker of Burrell Trails, 7-1, and now he's giving up some back points to C.J. Keynes of Hanover. Those are the only two WPIAL wrestlers out there right now. Again, Lucas Barr will follow Cam Baker on that mat. It's 14-1 now after the back points to Keynes. Santino Sloboda of Butler. He'll be coming up in his match against Frank Lienza of Mannheim Township. And that is for third place at 127 pounds. So three total WPIAL wrestlers out there on the mats right now. And looks like Cam Baker of Burrell will lose by technical fall, 17-2 at 3 minutes and 16 seconds to Keynes of Hanover. So it'll be a sixth place finish for Cam Baker of Burrell. And that will bring Lucas Barr of McGuffey to the mats. He will be taking on Chase Homan of Hamburg for fifth place. Dom Deputy of Chestnut Ridge, a 7-1 winner for third over Logan Stewart of Reynolds. Sloboda scoreless at the end of one. He'll be on the bottom for the second period. Barr underway and quickly. Homan in on a shot, gets the takedown. And gives the escape to Barr. So 3-1 lead for Homan.
Yeah, very quick takedown. And Barr needs to be careful not to get into a cycle of this.
So he takes a shot of his own. High crotch shot, steps over top of Homan. But he's not going to be able to finish. Homan, what strong hips to get over top of Barr.
That was a good shot. I thought Barr had pretty good positioning there, and you're right, Homan makes quick work of it. And already 6-1, Barr trailing after one period.
An escape for Sloboda. He leads 1-0. Now he'll get in on Lienza, and he'll get the takedown and go up 4-0. Barr will go on the bottom to begin the second period.
Sloboda's got near fall points coming to on a tilt. Four waiting for him, so he's extends his lead. Lucas Barr able to nice block of a shot there. Now is Homan into a bit of a front headlock. Quickly a stalemate blows against Barr, so he and Homan will go back to the center. 127 remaining. Homan leads 6-2.
Nice drag by there for Homan. Now in a deep double leg shot on Barr. Barr muscles him way over out of bounds. Good job by Barr to stop that one. That was all strength.
Yeah. You've mentioned the strength of both wrestlers now early in this period, early in this match.
Now a dump here for Homan, but Barr not going to go over. Able to settle his hips down and prevent that takedown. A minute to go in the second. Barr trails 6-2. We'll get a stalemate.
Sophia Davis will plumb quickly. She leads 5-3 in her fifth place match in the third period against Faith Gladfelter of DeLone Catholic. Davis on the bottom. She'll get cut. She leads 6-3 now. Gladfelter looking for a takedown.
Shot in by Homan. Now front headlock applied here by Barr. And Barr just, I mean, Homan just running straight backwards. You would think that would be fleeing the mat or something.
Right, in that front headlock, and you're right, he sort of just, instead of trying
back to
fight with it, just tries to get it reset. I guess you just don't think about oftentimes fleeing the mat when you're in the position that Homan was in, but you're right.
Fleeing it, or at least a stalling call or something.
Yep, totally agree.
We've seen how many times people get pushed out of bounds and they call stalling. Maybe because it's not the third period, but 6-2 lead for Homan. Final 10 seconds of the second period. Sloboda Butler, a minute and a half to go in the third. He leads 8-0, wrestling neutral. End of two, and Homan will go on the bottom, leading Barr 6-2. Abigail Dolanche of Avella is on deck.
Sophia Davis quickly of Plum, a final result, a 9-3 decision over Faith Gladfelter of DeLone Catholic. So Sophia Davis of Plum, a fifth place winner at 130 pounds. Congratulations to her.
Barr riding, but trailing 6-2. Needs to figure out a way to get a turn here and get four back points to try to tie this match. Won't be able to. Homan able to peel the hands, gets an escape. Now makes it 7-2. Sydney Laboon of Upper St. Clair up 3-0 on Hannah Rathbun of Athens. That's the match before Dolanche. Collier Hartman and Drake McClure both in the hole on their mats. A minute to go for Lucas Barr. Still wrestling on his feet. They go out of bounds. 7-2 the score for Homan leading Barr.
We see again Homan into that front headlock. Barr has it. Homan look at kind of even just
drifting to that out of bounds line.
Drifting to the edge, yeah.
Sloboda of Butler will be your third place finisher at 127 with an 8-1 victory. Congratulations to Santino Sloboda of Butler.
Yeah, really nice finish. That's a heck of a weight class at 127, and third place finish for him.
Lucas Barr down to the final 10 seconds. Out of bounds. Trails 7-2.
And Homan's strength is evident here and really defending. He was able to connect on what he needed to get the points he needed to. And Lucas Barr, you can see some frustration in Lucas Barr as his match comes to a close.
Yeah, 7-2 final. Abigail Dolanche of Avella will be coming to the mats for her seventh place match. On mat number two, still have Laboon up there. I'm assuming she may have won that match, but we'll have to double check that one, Greg.
They do have her. Yeah, she was winning 5-2. You're right. I have that same sort of stuck where I'm at.
She did not. She ended up getting pinned. Rathbun of Athens pinned Laboon of Upper St. Clair at 1 minute and 55 seconds, and that was for 7th place at 1:30. So Dolanche of Avella, the only Washington County wrestler and only WKIL wrestler on the mats right now.
Her seventh place match, against Raylan Schloyer of O&J Roberts. On their feet, about 25 seconds in, no score. Dolanche, a nice little throw by Duck Under, and she'll get the 3-point takedown. Schloyer back up to her feet, but Dolanche breaks her back down and will begin to ride here. Gets Schloyer into a cradle, and Dolanche has near fall points coming. At least a couple. I see two there, so Dolanche out to a 5-0 lead quickly on Raylan Schloyer. So first period will come to an end. Novella's Abigail Dolanche, a 5-0 lead.
Girls 118 results. In third place, it was Gianni Monteguerra of Governor Mifflin, a winner by forfeit over Samaya Roming of Northeast. For fifth place, it was Lillian Rumsey of Williamsport, 7-5 over Kayla Kiesecker of Derry. And for seventh place, it was Mackenzie Gappa of Quakertown by fall of 2-13 over Gracie Murphy of Council Rock.
Second period underway. Dolanche starting on the bottom. She's up to her feet. Schloyer drops down onto the leg. So Dolanche able to break free and get an escape. So 6-0 now she leads. In on a shot is Dolanche. Trying to climb the body a little bit. Schloyer trying to get behind. Side by side, they wrestle right now. Dolanche able to free herself. Not able to get the points yet. Trying to get behind the right ankle. Still being held up by Schloyer. Just about a minute to go, second period. Dolanche leads 6-0. We'll get a stalemate. And back to the center. Schloyer pushing into Dolanche. Trying to use that underhook as Schloyer to set up a move, but Dolanche does a great job, drops down to the leg, has it, now just trying to shuffle behind, again, side by side, similar position to where they just were. Dolanche still on the right ankle of Schloyer trying to clear, and again a quick whistle, 21 seconds to go, another stalemate. Here we go again, locked up. Schloyer pushing into Dolanche near the far boundary. Second period coming to a close here. A little sidestep shot there. And out of bounds, Dolanche and Schloyer will go. Second period comes to an end. Avella's Abigail Dolanche leading 6-0 after two, and she will pick down to begin the third.
Drake McClure of Bentworth is on deck. Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan in the hole. So a couple of Washington County wrestlers on the board.
Dolanche up to her feet. Schloyer tried for the cradle but wasn't able to connect. Dolanche picks up another escape. It's 7-0. Good shrug there. Drops down to a leg. Does Dolan's now trying to slip behind. Circle behind Schroyer. Still can't. Schroyer hanging on. Back to the ankle of Dolanch. Bit of a stalemate position. Dolanch up onto her head now, trying to circle behind. And once again, another stalemate is called. 121 remaining. This is a seventh place match at 136 pounds. Avella's Abigail Dolanch leading 7-0. Shot in and a takedown for Schroyer. So 7-3 now. Just over a minute to go. We'll see what Schroyer's plan is here, trailing by four. Right now she rides on top. Four near fall could tie it. Sit out attempt by Dolan. She's up to her feet. She clears herself. 8-3. Nice sit out there. Dolan's now a 5-point lead. So Schroyer's going to need multiple moves here with 45 seconds and counting if she's going to come back. Schroyer pushing into Dolanch. They near, and Dolanch will center back. Shot attempt by Schroyer, blocked away. Dolanch inside trip. Great job, takedown. And Dolanch is going to all but put this one away. Under 20 seconds to go. 11-3. Abigail Dolanch leads. Riding on top. Nice small little Avella contingent over in the corner. Give their approval. And Avella's Abigail Dolanch, a seventh place major decision win. She wins 11-3 over Raylan Schroyer of ONJ Roberts. Seventh place for Dolanch.
Drake McClure, Bentworth, Collier, Hartman, Akana, McMillan, both on deck. We'll have them here coming up next on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
Drake McClure of Bentworth has come out onto the mat, and he is underway in his match for fifth place, wrestling Hayden Iacovello Andrews of Bermudian Springs. Wrestling on their feet in this 1 minute first period. Shot in from Iacovello Andrews and dumps McClure to a hip, trying to reach across. McClure able to adjust, get up to his feet, just trying to hold on. There's 10 seconds left in the period, and Iacovello Andrews able to shoot in, and McClure able to elevate and rolled through and threw a leg in, but time expired. If he had about one more second, maybe two, McClure gets that takedown.
Yeah, and it looks like Bentworth coaching staff would like a word.
And right now, also the left knee of Iacovello Andrews is being looked at right now. He wasn't moving much on the mat. So keep an eye on that. I want to also try to get us some results here. 127 pounds in AA. Dom Deputy of Chestnut Ridge is your third place finisher. 7-1 over Logan Stewart of Reynolds. Your fifth place finisher was C.J. Keynes of Hanover. Tech Fall 17-2 at 316 over Cam Baker of Burrell. And for seventh, it was Zane Krause of Bishop McDevitt, 5-1 over Jax Furman of Delone Catholic. See, we can also squeeze in the 127 AAA boys as well as looks like McClure is going to get back underway. He'll be on top to begin this second period. Iacovello Andrews able to get going again and quickly tries to roll to start the period. McClure wants to get that leg in. She was so dominant in his previous matchup. So we'll get those 127 AAA in just a second. Iacovello Andrews has a hold of McClure's leg. McClure trying to take the arm that's holding his leg and position that to see if he can potentially work a power half situation.
Now he's kind of just has him broken down flat, so.
Only one other WPL wrestler out there, Maggie Alfira of Laurel. She trails 4-0 in the third to Pearson of Downingtown West. A minute to go for McClure. He's still scoreless with Iacovello Andrews.
Yeah, really just working on trying to get those legs out, but McClure had his head wrapped up there. Left the dangling for Iacovello Andrews' arm to take a swing at it, but able to regroup and continues the ride.
25 seconds remaining in this second period. McClure still scoreless and trying to continue to look busy here in this second period. Very similar to his last match.
Very similar.
Roached it for the whole second and ended up giving up two back points before getting an escape late. But it's going to be scoreless after two. Your third place finisher at 127 in Triple A was Santino Sloboda of Butler, 8-1 over Frank Lienza of Mannheim Township. Your fifth place finisher was Chase Williams of Central Bucks East, 4-1 over Nick Salamone of Easton. Wrestled a second time in this tournament. And for seventh, it was Max Tancini of Perkiomen Valley, 7-3 over Andre Serrato of Bethlehem Catholic. So escape given to McClure to begin the third. He leads 1-0.
Fall over on Mad 2. It was Pearson of Donington West. She pins Alfera of Laurel, so that'll be an eighth place finish. Or excuse me, a fourth place finish for Alfera. At 136 pounds, WPIL.
Takedown for Iacovello Andrews of Bermudian Springs on McClure. He now leads 3-1. And he'll break McClure down flat with 120 to go in the third. Wants to try to run an arm bar. And we'll have potentially dangerous.
McClure again going to find himself in a similar position now where going to have to find some points here as he trails in the third.
Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan about to get underway here in just a minute. He goes over to the scores table for his third place bout. Escape for McClure. Trails 3-2, 1:10 to go, third period.
And as you mentioned, Collier Hartman hitting the mat. He'll wrestle Patrick Wolishin of Council Rock South. So again, third place match, but we'll finish up McClure here.
McClure has 40 seconds to go. Shot in by Iacovello Andrews knocks McClure down to a hip. Down to 30 seconds left. McClure trying to work his way back up. Iacovello Andrews, though, is able to get further push on McClure. And close to the takedown is Iacovello Andrews.
And this is what you're talking about, Greg, of moving up the body and not allowing the stalemate. McClure is trying to just wrench him over.
Won't be able to do it. Drake McClure will be your sixth place finisher at 139. Drops a 3-2 decision. Collier Hartman is scoreless. 24 seconds to go in the first against Patrick Woolishin of Council Rock South. Still wrestling on their feet.
As you mentioned, the only WPIL wrestler, but being a Washington County wrestler, we'll make sure we bring you all the action. Quick stalemate whistle, and they'll reset. 9 seconds to go in the period. Quick shot attempt there by Woolishin without really much of a setup, and Hartman able just to lift the leg and let him bypass. The first period will come to a close, no score.
Second period will begin with Woolishin on the bottom. Grace Naisman of Upper St. Clair is now on the mats for her fifth place match. She's the only other WPIL wrestler out there right now. Hartman tries to get a leg in. Now is going to try to bring Woolishin down to the mat. Now a tilt attempt. Woolishin's going to roll all the way through, though, and could put Hartman in a little bit of danger. Hartman just drives forward and takes him out of bounds.
Grace Nassman of Upper St. Clair about to hit mat one against Avery Ernest of Hughesville. They're in the second period, no score. Or excuse me, their first period just ended.
Hartman continuing to ride in this scoreless match with Woolishin. 1:15 to go in the second period. Woolishin up to his feet. Hartman yet to get him back down to the mat. Now he will. And a crab ride at the moment.
Good job keeping those hips up there. It looked like he was maybe too far gone there for a moment.
Now grabbing the head, and Hartman just decides to not roll through with that because that would have put him on his back more than likely.
Yeah, so probably pretty smart to give it up there.
So escape. Now Woolishin in on a deep shot. Trying to finish around Hartman. He's behind Hartman, just has to bring him down to the mat. Hartman able to spin and face him, but a technical violation. So it's going to be a 2-0 score now. So Hartman turned and then jumped to the out-of-bounds line to the gym, to the arena floor. So that way then it was called out of bounds, and in doing so, a fleeing the mat penalty.
I mean, I get it, but he's also trying to break free from a takedown. So sure, I mean, you are fleeing the mat, I guess by definition terms. I see why the penalty point was given, but I'm not sure what other options he had there.
Woolishin again gets in on Hartman, gets behind him. Hartman rolls this time, gets into a Peterson-like situation, trying to sit back in to Woolishin. And now he gets side-by-side, throws a leg in, does Hartman, and time's going to run out. So it's going to be 2-0. Woolishin leads, and Hartman with choice. And he will go neutral.
Down two, I think that's the better play here. I think we saw at the end of that period, too, Hartman put together a few opportunities there where I think points were attainable. So you figure give yourself a chance here, your best chance.
Woolishin in on another shot. He's been on a few of those. Hartman's been able to defend them to this point. But this one looks like Woolishin's best opportunity yet. Hartman just hanging on to the ankle, and we're going to get a stalling, or takedown, excuse me. I thought it was a fist at first. That's a three. So takedown for Woolishin. He's up 5-0 on Hartman.
Yeah, it's those low singles that are kind of sweeping through and not much of a setup, but he's getting low and he's using that speed to get around. So, yeah, Woolishin there, big takedown. Hartman gets the escape, so 5-1 now.
shot in, and Woolishin spins behind, and he'll get another takedown on Hartman and go up 8-1 with a minute to go in the third.
Now, if you're Hartman here, obviously you're just looking for a big move. And there's a roll attempt. Woolishin able to defend against it. So 8-1, Woolishin leads.
Toss attempt for Hartman from his feet as he turned in. He's going to get a reversal, make it 8-3.
What you got to do.
Now he wants to try to get a cradle locked in on the side. Woolishin is just going to flatten himself out. 20 seconds left, third period. Stalling call on Woolishin. Down under 10 seconds remaining.
Seems pretty content. There's another one.
Another stall call, penalty point. Hartman just like, is he going to get up or not? And 8-4 final. Collier Hartman, Akana McMillan will be your fourth place finisher at 139 pounds.
Valiant effort there from Hartman, but I think Woolishin's couple of those late takedowns, the difference.
Final 15 seconds for Grace Nasman of Upper St. Clair. She leads 13-10 on Avery Ernest of Hughesville. Finish that one before we go to break. Nasman able to get a break, able to chop block down, and now try to go right to a half. It's going to get a couple of back points late. Nasman of Upper St. Clair, a fifth place finisher, 15-10. So we have some WPIL wrestlers coming up, including Paige Jocks and Campanella wrestling each other. But we'll step aside and be back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You deserve a bank that brings fresh ideas to your business. One that can see you're a cut above and knows you like you know your customers. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on preparing personalized solutions. Ones that cater to the unique needs of businesses like Countryside Deli. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank, member FDIC. Learn more at washfin.bank.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Turn the clocks ahead and get ready for a whole year of great observer events. Hey, it's Kendra at the OR. From Kids Fest later this month to the Greater Pittsburgh Food Truck Festival in May, we're ready to celebrate local. The Summer Concert Series debuts in June, then Corks and Kegs in August, followed by Farm to Fork, All for Her, Best of the Best, and the Holiday Market. Join us as a vendor, as a visitor, as a family. We're ready to celebrate with you at the next Observer Reporter event.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All WPIL matchup at 148 on the girls' side for third place. Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon leading Glada Campanella of Pine Richland 3-0 in the second period. And I think, Greg, that might be it for Jonah Early of Frazier has just hit the mats in his seventh place match against Dalton Shadle of Line Mountain.
I look in that. Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin also on the mat.
Ah, missed that one. Thank you. So while we try to update those, and maybe, Greg, if you can keep an eye on those, I'll try to get the results.
Yep, I got you.
We want to make sure we at least get you all of the results for the matchups in case you're unable to take a look at them on flow, just so you know how they finished. The third place match for the girls at 124. Mia Graham of Southern Lehigh, 9-5 over Callie Hess of Benton. Fifth place result, it was Anna Duncan of South Park by fall at 252 over Uni Ayala of Cannon McMillan. And for seventh, it was Chloe Zackerl of McDowell, 4-1 over Sage Oliver of Honesdale.
So as Greg mentioned, a few WPIL wrestlers out there. Currently on the girls' side, it's a third-place match, Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon and Giada Campanella of Pine Richland. This is actually the fourth time they've faced this calendar year. Jocks has been the winner all three times, including two falls and a technical fall. They met just a week ago, and Jocks was the winner. That was the championship semifinal of the regional. So a fall at 5-12, so Jocks up 5-0 on Campanella in the third period, in on a shot, another takedown. She'll extend her lead out to 8-0.
133 in double A. Your third place finisher was Bradley Wagner of Mifflinburg, 12-4 over Brady Slicker of Hickory. Fifth place finisher, it was Chase Homan of Hamburg, 7-2 over Lucas Barr of McGuffey. And for seventh place, it was Liam Lawler of Bishop McDevitt by forfeit over Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt. Get you AAA here in a second.
Yep, Jonah Erdely of Frazier. He still leads 1-0 about halfway through the second period. This is a seventh place match at 152-pound wrestling Dalton Shadell of Line Mountain. Shadell in on a shot. Erdely trying to stave it off, so we got a stalemate there with 105. Again, Erdely leading by one.
133 for AAA, Mason Whitney of Abington Heights, 4-3 over Caleb Costco of Nazareth. That was for third place. For fifth place, it was Braden Weaver of Altoona, a 4-0 winner over Drew Shear of Boiling Springs. And for fifth place at 133, it was Braden Sigel of Downingtown West, 12-3 over Sean Murray of Upper Perkiomen.
Jocks a winner against Campanella of Pine Richland. I'm not sure how that one ended, but Jocks had a pretty sizable lead there. So Paige Jocks, your third-place finisher. Giada Campanella, your fourth-place finisher. Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin, he trails 4-0 in the third period. That's a fifth-place match at 145 pounds. Wrestling Daniel Dennis of Central Bucks West. And Erdely of Frazier continues the lead. He leads 1-0 still against Shadell of Line Mountain. Shadell had some injury time, but he is back. We'll check it on that one last time. It'll be blood time that, in fact, that he's going to go over and continue to get looked at. 31 seconds remaining to go in that match.
Girls 130-pound results. Your third-place finisher, Julie Ortiz of Mariana Bracetti, by fall in 59 seconds over Anaya Colasar of Northeast Bradford. Your fifth-place finisher was Sophia Davis of Plum, 9-3 over Faith Gladfelter of DeLone Catholic. And your seventh-place finisher, it was Hannah Rathbun of Athens by fall at 155 over Sydney Laboon of Upper St. Clair. 139 for AA. Your third-place finisher there, it was Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt. He was a winner 1-0 over Chase Boozer of Muncie. Your fifth place finisher was Hayden Iacoviello Andrews of Bermudian Springs, 3-2 over Drake McClure of Bentworth. And for seventh, it was Tanner Hamilton of Grove City, 6-5 over Michael Gorell of Conwell Egan.
Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin, he will fall 4-1 to Daniel Dennis. That's a fifth-place match at 145. So Klingensmith of Norwin, your sixth-place finisher at 145.
139, AAA, Patrick Woolishin of Council Rock South, 8-4 over Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan. Your fifth-place match, it was Reef Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic, 1-0 over Blake Boyer of Kennett. And your seventh place finisher was Trey Wagner of Northampton, 5-3 over Isaiah Jackson of Gettysburg.
Still blood time going on with Shadell and Erdely. It's Shadell who is bleeding. Erdely sort of just waiting. 7 seconds remain in that second period there. Erdely still leading 1-0.
So we'll pick up the third place, third period of that match, and we'll have some more, including Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan, who is on deck. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, who is on deck. We'll have that their matches coming up shortly here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Thanks to the support of CNX, GBU, Princescape, the Pony League World Series, and the participants in our annual golf outing, we awarded nearly $14,000 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. And we granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Owen Ivsic of Bentworth has put on the ankle bands, and he'll be wrestling in his matchup here in just a moment against a familiar foe in Ewan Olson of Derry.
Jonah Erdely hanging tight, and he's going to hang on for a 3-1 victory over Daughton Shadell of Line Mountain. The officials, in fact, are talking about it. Bit of a scramble. No takedown Erdely, your seventh place finisher at 152. Back to Ivsic.
He's taking on Ewan Olson of Derry. We are just underway. Trying to jack him up into a bear hug is Olson. These two have wrestled twice this season. Headlock attempt for Ivsic on the edge of the mat. He's got 1 foot in, trying to stay in bounds. And not going to be able to finish it before going out. Ivsic has won both matchups they have had so far. One was a year ago, I should say, as it was in the AA Southwest Regional Tournament. Ivsic won 6-4. That was last year. This year, they wrestled in the third-place tournament at the Ultimate Warrior Tournament with Ivsic winning 1-0. Interesting enough, though, they did not meet in the WPL Tournament, and they did not meet in the Southwest Regional Tournament the last two weekends.
That is, quite frankly, that feels odd.
But they're wrestling for 7th and 8th in the state.
Quickly, Carson Champion of Norwin. She is in a 7th-place match. She leads 3-0 late second period. Camilla Hathaway of Mount Lebanon leads 3-0. A third-place match in hers, first period as well. So back to Ivsic.
He is scoreless, and he is riding here in this second period as Olson flattened out at the moment. Audrey Calogero of Cannon McMillan is on deck. So we'll have another local wrestler coming up, but Ivsic is scoreless. 1 minute, a little over a minute to go here in the second period. Olsen up to his knees. Now trying to peel the hands and get wrist control is Olsen. Ivsic back with a tight waist. Olsen up to his feet. Ivsic brings him back down to the mat. Olsen again up to his feet. Ivsic getting ready to bring him back down with another lift. He will. Now Olsen tries to sit out and turn and try to come to his feet. Ivsic again wraps around the waist. Olsen trying to peel the hands. This time he's close to getting free. Ivsic regains control. Tries to stay in bounds with 1 foot in. Try to burn that clock, and Olsen will get out of bounds with 19 seconds left.
Hathaway's extended her lead from Mount Lebanon, 5-0. That's second period. Champion of Norwin, a 3-0 lead. That's late third period. Champion, a seventh-place match. Hathaway, a third-place match.
Olsen tries to come up to his feet, peels the hands, and he's going to get free for one. Diving in on a double-leg shot was Ivsic, but not going to get the takedown. So 1-0 lead for Olsen, 13 seconds left. Second period. Ivsic goes after Olsen. And now back into a tie-up. Third period coming in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Ivsic gets an escape to begin the third period. Ties the match at one. In on a shot, though, is Olsen. Olsen is going to drive in, and he'll take Ivsic down to the mat. Ewan Olsen of Derry takes a 4-1 lead.
Hathaway, a winner from Mount Lebanon. Quickly on that, but back to Ivsic.
Tilt attempt here, 2-on-1. And Ivsic able to get out of bounds. I think only a one count there, so still a 4-1 score.
It was a fall for Hathaway at 4:42. So a third place finisher for Hathaway of Mount Lebanon.
That'll bring Audrey Calogero to the mat.
Over on mat one, yeah, sudden victory between Champion and Taylor. Carson, Champion of Norwin, falls on sudden victory, so she'll finish eighth. So now Calgaro comes up on one.
Ivsic up to his feet. He'll get free for one. He still has a minute to go in the third period. Trails 4-2. This is for seventh place at 160. Snap down for Ivsic. Tries to spin behind. Olsen able to catch the leg, now up to their feet, and they go out of bounds with 40 seconds left.
Really nice snap down. Heard that one all the way up here, but couldn't quite get back around.
Calgaro in a WPIO matchup as well in her match for seventh.
Yep. Alyssa Tresco of Kiski area, no score in that one about halfway through the first.
Stalling call on Olsen, his first with 25 seconds left.
Ivsic needs to take down here.
Pushes in. Going after Olsen. Tries to get a snap down attempt now, a shot attempt now, just pushing in. A stalling call again on Olsen, out of bounds. Point to Ivsic, 7 seconds left.
You think he can get one more stalling call in 7 seconds?
He'd have to really push in. Now he tries for a last-second dump, not going to get it. And Ewan Olson of Derry, seventh-place finisher over Owen Ivsic of Bentworth, 4-3.
Audrey Calgaro underway. Again, first period comes to an end. She did get a takedown of Tresco. So Calgaro carries a 3-0 lead into the second period. It's at 170 pounds. That's a seventh-place match. Quite a career for Owen Ivsic. That's a name we've heard and called a bunch here over the last handful of years.
He'll come away. He'll come away. Be nice.
One more time.
Be nice if this works. There we go. Yeah, he comes away with a state medal to end his high school career. Jack White of Norwin on the mats leads 5-1 after two periods over Clint Miller of Elko for seventh place.
Looks like we may have a challenge or at least a coach's explanation ongoing with the Kiski area coaches. So a kind of a holdup with Calgaro and Tresco right now. But that will be resolved. And so second period will get underway here. And Tresco is going to choose neutral, so we'll get started for these two. Second period underway, Calgaro leading, they did take the points off the board. So it'll be 0-0 as we head to the second period. So a successful coach's challenge and 0-0 into the second. Wrestling neutral position, Calgaro and Tresco.
Giulianelli of Peters Township is sitting on deck. So we'll keep an eye on her as well, as the match in front of her just got called up to the mat.
Shot attempt by Tresco, blocked away. Calgaro counter shot in pretty good on a single. Tresco does a nice job to free that, and she stands back up. Still kind of hanging on a little bit as Calgaro up on the thigh of Tresco. Now tries a back trip. Falls down to her knees, does Calgaro, as she drives Tresco towards the edge of the mat. Tresco able to flatten her out, trying to spin behind. And we will get a whistle to stop and stalemate. Minute two remaining, no score.
Jack White of Norwin leading 5-1, a minute and 20 to go in the third period in his seventh place bout. Try to get you some other updates as well from other results.
Calgaro is shot in. A little over under now, kind of bear hug between the two. Calgaro looking like she was going to set up for a throw. Instead, it's Tresco who kind of steps through and throws a little bit, but they go out of bounds. So 39 seconds remain, second period, still no scores in the seventh place match at 170 pounds. Calgaro pushing into Tresco again, a little over under as both wrestlers jockey for position. And Tresco's going to toss over Calgaro flat, and there is the fall. Both were looking for the same thing, and it will be Alyssa Tresco of Kiski area. A fall at 2:46. And Tresco, your seventh place finisher. Audrey Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, your eighth place finisher.
We'll be back with more action, including Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township. She's on deck and will be our next local wrestler to hit the mats here in this medal round on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Pasalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
White of Norwin ended up dropping an 8-6 decision in his seventh place bout to Miller of Elko. Colt Gibbons of Mount Lebanon is going to come out on the mats in his fifth place matchup, and I think he's the only WPIL wrestler out there right now, and he's just going to get underway. Julian Ellie of Peters Township, she is on deck, and she is the only Washington Green County wrestler out there right now. Or on the board, I should say, right now. Let's get you some results while we have a moment. 136 for the girls. Sarah Pearson of Downingtown West, your third place finisher by fall at 435 over Maggie Alfira of Laurel. For fifth place, it was Angelina Spockman of Parkland, 2-1 over Ella Tufert of Octorera, I should say. And Abigail Dolanch of Avella, your 7th place finisher at 136, 11-3 over Raylan Schower of Owen J. Roberts. On the AA side, at 145 pounds, your 3rd place finisher in that weight class, it was Grayson Music of Bishop McDevitt, 8-5 winner over Caden Judice of Bald Eagle Area. For fifth place, it was Rudy Gentile of Greenville, 3-1 over Mac Santoro of Saucon Valley. And for seventh place, it was Gage Evans of Tawanda, 1-0 over Colin Walther of Conwell Egan. And in AAA, at 145 pounds, your third place finisher was Jack Campbell of Nazareth, 11-1 over Miles Grossman of Gettysburg. For fifth place, it was Daniel Dennis of Central Bucks West, 4-1 over Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin. And your seventh place finisher, it was Jackson Linninger of Northern, 4-1 over Ethan Crazer of Easton Area. Cole Gibbons trails 1-0 at the start of the second period, wrestling Replogle of Central York. Replogle had the escape to begin the second period. Giulianelli still on deck, so we can... Okay, we wanted to make sure we got you at least the results of all the medal matches, and as we continue to focus on Washington Green County and WPIAL wrestlers. 142 pounds for the girls. Your third place finisher was Kimberly Munoz of Perks Catholic. Munoz was a winner by fall at 159 over Layla Cologne of Manheim Township. For fifth place, Grace Nasman of Upper St. Clair, 17-12 over Avery Ernest of Hughesville. And for seventh place, it was Michelle Yakupova of Abington, 7-2 over Avery Baldwin of Dallas Town. 152 pounds for AA. I believe Giulianelli is going to be getting underway here shortly, so Greg, feel free to interrupt if you need. 152, Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt. He is your third-place finisher, 14-6 over Clay Kimmy of General McLean. Your third-place finisher, it was Cole Byler of Pequot Valley, 4-3 over Landon Wagner of Lewisburg. And for seventh place, Jonah Erdley of Fraser, 3-1 over Dalton Shadel of Lime Mountain. And we'll get you AAA 152 here in just a second.
Yep. Liliana Giulianelli underway. This is a fifth place match at 190 pounds. He is wrestling Morgan Reichard of Central Columbia. Giulianelli, a quick 3-point takedown. So she leads 3-0 just 20 seconds in. Crossface on Reichard. Trying to stack up the near side. She almost was able to roll Reichard over, but still has the half in. I was going to get called with potentially dangerous, but Giulianelli off to a good start. 24 seconds remain. She's out to a 3-0 lead.
AAA 152, third place, Ian Longenberger of Boiling Springs, 6-4 over Luke Knox of Perkiomen Valley. Your fifth place finisher was James Whitbread of State College, 4-1 over Zach Jaffe of Kennett. And your seventh place finisher, it was Cade Campbell of Nazareth, 10-1 over Kevin Mallon of Central Bucks West.
Up to her feet is Reichard. She'll stand up and get an escape here as the first period nears a close. So Giulianelli with an early takedown. Reichard able to escape. Bit of a front headlock attempt there from Reichard, but she'll run out of time. So first period will come to an end. Giulianelli leading 3-1. Reichard will defer her choice. So Giulianelli will choose, and she will choose bottom.
This event is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and any and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this event without the express written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026.
Giulianelli stands up to begin the second period and gets an escape. Shot attempt in by Giulianelli. She's got Reichert. So 3-point takedown. I don't think she got any. Oh, no, they did give her two near fall points. So all of a sudden, Liliana Giulianelli has extended her lead to 9-1 in the first 20 seconds of the second period. A quick escape, a quick takedown, and she found two near fall on the way. So Giulianelli sitting pretty good here, 30 seconds into the second period, and up 9-1.
Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon trails 5-1. To Nathan Raplogle of Central York. 45 seconds to go in the third. He's wrestling neutral. It's the only other WPIL wrestler out there besides Giulianelli.
No wrestler either in the on deck at the moment. A handful in the hole.
Yeah, we still have Braden Collins and Colin White coming up as well.
Giulianelli breaking down Reichert, so continues the ride on top now halfway through this second period. And trying to kind of tilt over Reichert. Had to be careful there as lost her positioning, but able to regain and back on top. So no harm, no foul there. Giulianelli now working up towards the head. Trying to work a half Nelson. Going to get Reichert over. Reichert is on her back. Near fall points for Giulianelli. Does she have a fall? It looks like she does. So Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township, a fall at 225. Can't do my math. Anyway, a fall in the second period for Liliana Giulianelli, your fifth place finisher from Peters Township.
Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon in his final 10 seconds. Looks like he will fall to sixth place as he's going to drop a decision to Raplogle. It's going to be an 8-2 final. Raplogle of Central York, your winner. So no WPIL wrestlers out there at the moment. We will have a few here coming up shortly, but we'll take a quick timeout. Back with more in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
Back here at the Giants Center in Hershey. No WPIAL wrestlers out there right now. And just looking through, Greg, I don't see any on up. Brady Brown of Derry, he's the lone WPI wrestler on deck.
Chapman from Allard, Gallatin, if you wanted to get.
Oh, I missed that one. Thank you. And then for, they are moving some matches
it
around.
It does appear so, which is... we always like to see.
So we will have Hunter Snyder of Latrobe, but he forfeited his last match.
I can't imagine that. I imagine Snyder will injury default here.
Yeah, so he'll probably be the sixth place finisher. So yeah, they will move him now to give themselves more time to get ready for the finals.
Yeah, at least Matt won. It looks like there's still two more girls matches scheduled for Matt too. The one ongoing right now, and then Chapman from Albert Gallatin will be the last. Girls match at 2:35, so yeah, and I do not see Snyder out there from Latrobe, so
it looks like Latori of Interborough will come out to get his hand raised. So Braden, with this change, Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan is now in the hole on mat number four.
I'll tell you what, that would not be the worst way to, hey, you're wrestling a fifth place match and you get an injury default.
That's right. There it is.
That might be one I'd take.
So Colin White not yet on the board, but Collins is. He's in the hole. Let's get some results. The third place finisher at 148 pounds for the girls is Paige Jocks of Mount Lebanon, a fall 342 of Regatta Campanella of Pine Richland. The fifth place match went to Whisper Abercrombie of General McLean by fall in 448 over Natalie Douche of Parkland. And your seventh place finisher, winner by Tech Fall, 15-0 at 3 minutes, Lily Rodabaugh of Big Spring over Daniela Maxwell of North Penn. 160 pounds for, let's go with 160 for AA before we do 160 for AAA. So let's get Double A pulled up first. 164 Double A. Your third place finisher was Jordan Thompson of Bradford, 2-0 over Layden Acevedo of Berks Catholic. Fifth place finisher Shane Wagner of Faith Christian, 6-3 over Nikki Negron of Bishop McDevitt. And your seventh place finisher was Ewan Olson of Derry, 4-3 over Owen Ivsick of Bentworth. 164 Triple A, your third place finisher. It was John Smith of Oxford, 5-4 over Johnny O'Brien of North Penn. Your fifth place finisher was Nathan Replogle of Central York, 8-2 over Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. And your seventh place finisher was Clint Miller of Elko, 8-6 over Jack White of Norwin.
Couple WPIL wrestlers on deck. Cam Dana of West Allegheny. He is on deck. Chapman of Albert Gallatin. She is on deck. And Brady Brown of Derry. He is on deck. Looking in the hole, we mentioned Collins of Cannon McMillan. He is in the hole on mat four. Still have not seen Colin White's name appear, but I imagine he is one of the remaining. There's only a handful that aren't on the board at the moment. So make sure to stay tuned as Colin White will come up to cap off his career.
Can at least get you the girls' side. The boys' ones may not be able to get to. Trying to do one for each one.
Yep.
But this might be the time to get a couple in for the girls. 155 for the girls. It was Camilla Hathaway of Mount Lebanon by fall at 242 over Olivia Krupp of Emmaus for third place. So congratulations to Camilla Hathaway. Fifth place match, Annette Berry of Neshaminy, a fall 251 over Amelia Smith of Dallastown. And for seventh place, it was Michaela Taylor of Clearfield, 6-3 in overtime over Carson Champion of Norwin. You can also get the 170 for the girls as well. And that was a third place finish for Elizabeth Meyer of Brockway, 6-0 over Fallon Jackson of Gettysburg. For fifth place, it was Finley Boach of Shikellamy, fall at 245 over Kate Pryor of Delaware Valley. And for seventh, it was Alyssa Tresco of Kiski, fall at 246 over Audrey Calguero of Cannon McMillan. And might be able to get 190 for the girls as well. Yes, we can. Third place finisher Charlie Ray of Northwestern by fall at 350 over Ashley Hoffman of Central Dauphin. Third place Liliana Giulianelli of Peters Township by fall at 225 over Morgan Reichard of Central Columbia. And for seventh place, it was Liz Carla Gruelin-Vasquez of Parkland by fall at 313 over McKenna Atkinson of Souderton.
There you go. Nice little run through there.
Yeah, so it looks like we still have one more match, a couple more matches at 235 for the girls to finish up. So we'll have one more timeout, and we'll have some more WPIAL wrestling. I'm just having
wrestling.
Wrestling here in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, we have a couple of WPIO wrestlers on the board. On the mats, Jenna Chapman of Albert-Gallatin trails 7-2 to Evelyn Shear of Hazleton at the end of the first period. That is for third place at 2:35. Brady Brown of Derry is about to get underway. At least I thought he was. He just went up on the board.
He popped up and then he moved back over. Did they slide somebody else in? It looks like they moved up a 285 match into that fifth.
I don't know what's happening here. Still waiting on Colin White's match to generate on the board as well. Brady Collins of Cannon McMillan is on deck on mat four. Having some issues down on mat number five.
Chapman's going to fall Evelyn Shear of Hazleton area. A fall at 129. That's a third place mat. So Jenna Chapman of Albert-Gallatin, your fourth place finisher.
And that will complete action on the girls' side. That will be the last weight class with the result. So we got you all the other girls. Why don't we wrap up the girls' results just so we can get that completed. And that was for third place.
Yep.
It was Evelyn Shear of Hazleton by fall at 129 over Jenna Chapman of Albert-Gallatin. Your fifth place match, it was Malia Steinbach of Bedford by forfeit over Noelina Knott of Dallastown. And for seventh place, Leah Nason of Athens by fall of 446 over Carla Montez of Allen. So that's all of your girls' results. We have four more weight classes to update on AA and AAA. But I know AAA still has a 172 out there. We might be able to get you the AA 172. They do get it fixed. Brady Brown is going to be out on the mat for his matchup. Cam Dana of West Allegheny, he's getting underway in his matchup. Why don't we go ahead and get you the 172 results for AA. Your third place finisher at 172 is Nick Singer of Faith Christian by a major decision, 12-4, over Max Wernsberger of Warrior Run. Your fifth place finisher, it was Amori Gunby of Bishop McCord, 11-5, over Nolan Savage of Lime Mountain. And for seventh place, it was Cash Morell of Cochranton, 7-0, over Rocco Allegretto of Johnsonburg.
Brady Brown has hit the mat for Derry, mat five. He is wrestling against Hayden Harvey of Montoursville. Brown looking for a takedown, and it looks like he will get it. So Brady Brown in the first 38 seconds will take a 3-0 lead. And so ride on Harvey. This is a third place match.
So Colin White has been generated on the board.
I'm glad to hear that. That is...
So he is now the in the hole on mat number three. Looks like they stopped calling. They brought a couple of matches over to mats one and two, but now they've stopped on those two mats. My guess is probably start rolling those up because we will go down to three mats for the finals.
I think that is a fair guess or a fair assumption.
Brady Brown leading 3-0 after one. He's on the bottom for the second period. Cam Dana of West Allegheny, he is leading 2-1. wrestling Robert Rose of Hatboro Horsham in the seventh place bout. Escape for Brown makes it 4-0. Collins will be underway in a moment. He's got about 15 seconds to go in the match in front of him.
Brown and Harvey tied up. Again, as Greg mentioned, 4-0. Brown leads into a front headlock. Brown has Harvey. Probably pretty content to keep him there for a minute. Brown reaches for, Harvey reaches for a leg. We'll go stalemate and back to the center. As Greg mentioned, Collins about ready to head on to mat 4. Bring you the coverage there. Cam Dana quickly is tied with Robert Rose of Horsham. That's in the third period underway.
Collins getting ready to get underway here in just a moment. He'll go out and get his ankle bands. He'll be wrestling in the fifth place bout against Sawyer Ermagiotti of Penridge. Brady Brown still holding a 4-0 lead as the second period comes to a close. That one is for third place at 189.
Here comes our opponent for Braden Collins. Dana and Rose still tied at 2, second period. Brown still leading 4-0 after 2 periods against Harvey. But Collins now underway. Tied up, just kind of leaning on each other right now.
Brady Brown's going to get hit with a locked hands penalty. So his lead now will be 4-1. A minute and a half to go in the third. Cam Dana holding on for the final seconds. He will get hit with a stalling call, but will make a difference. He's going to win 5-3 and be your seventh place finisher at 285 in AAA.
Collins and Ermagiotti. No score, no real action here in this first period as we're under 10 seconds remaining in period number 1. Both wrestlers just kind of tied up pretty tight. And so first period will come to a close, no score. Ermagiotti is going to pick down to begin the second period. So that'll give Braden Collins a chance to ride. We've had success riding here today so far. We'll see how he does here in this fifth place bout. Riding on the right side. Spiral ride and Ermagiotti up to his feet, but Collins does a nice job back down to his base.
Test. There we go. Wasn't working.
I didn't know I had lost you.
I was trying to talk like 5 or 6 times.
I'm in my own little world over here, just working through. Up to his feet, Ermagiotti comes. Collins going to be able to sort of drop as Ermagiotti came down and tried to grab onto the right leg of Collins. He'll give up that endeavor as Collins able to sit him down and roll him out of bounds. So nice job so far through the first 40 seconds of the period for Braden Collins. No score here. Fifth place match at 215 pounds. Again, as Greg mentioned, Colin White still to come in the hole on mat number 3. So we're rounding out this last round before finals as two local wrestlers continue to compete here. Collins back underway, continues to ride.
Brady Brown of Derry is going to be your third place finisher in AA. at 189 pounds. He just has 5 seconds remaining, but he is up 4-2 over Hayden Harvey of Montoursville. Shot in by Harvey, and Brown drapes around the back, and Brady Brown, your third place finisher.
Collins doing a great job now, has Ermigiotti completely flattened. Doing a really nice job. Roddy now working on a cross face. Can't quite tell with that right leg, but it looks like he's more just kind of laced that leg and kind of hip on hip. And Braden Collins putting together a really nice weekend all told, and about 15 seconds away from riding for the entirety of the second period. Again, no score in this match. They'll go out of bounds. 11 seconds remaining.
Once this match is complete, they have moved Colin White to on deck on mat number three. Or no, he was on mat number three. Huh? That match
he was
finished.
Already there.
Yeah. So mat two just finished up. So mats one and two are done. They have the matches on 3-6 and on decks 3-6. But Colin White's the last WPIL wrestler to go once Braden Collins is finished.
Collins going to just ride. So Braden Collins, a successful second period ride out. And he'll take a scoreless match into the third against Sawyer Ermigiotti of Penridge. Collins will stand up. An easy escape, 1-0, and we'll start fresh from there. A minute 50 to go, 1-0. Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan leads fifth place match at 215 pounds. Ermigiotti now starting to push the tempo a little bit. Again, kind of locked up in a tie-up as Ermigiotti, I think, trying to push Collins towards the edge, maybe trying to force an early stalling warning. That could come into play here later on their feet. Again, Collins continuing to just sort of play defense. Ermigiotti not pushing tempo at the moment. Shot attempt there. Walked away and back to a tie-up they go. Now Collins pushing a little bit. And he's going to push Ermigiotti out of bounds. And they're going to hit Ermigiotti with a stalling call.
The guy who needs to take down to get the win.
You might have heard, I certainly heard, an audible kind of what? Ermigiotti, though, now in on a shot. Nice shot from Collins to sprawl back and clear his legs. Nothing doing, and they're going to go out of bounds. 47 seconds left, so maybe a bit of a break. I'm not saying that that was a bad call, but certainly, you're right, kind of counter to what we thought would happen there. Ermigiotti now. Not tied up, trying to find a setup here. Collins continues to defend. Ermigiotti pushing into Collins, pushing back, see if a stalling call. Nice job, Collins, to circle back towards the center, and out of bounds they will go once again. 26 seconds remain, so I think Collins is doing an excellent job. He's getting himself to the edge, but he's finding ways to circle, finding ways to sort of stave off. There's the stalling warning.
Now he's got to be really careful here.
Yep. I think we've got some Penridge folks right below us here. Under 15 seconds to go. Shot attempt. Collins. A little bit of a hook there. Now pushing on the edge. Collins doing a nice job just holding tight to that tie-up. And Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. What an excellent performance. He caps it off with a 1-0 defeat of Sawyer Ermigiotti of Penridge. 1-0, your fifth place winner, Braden Collins of Cannon Mac.
Want to quickly give you the AAA 172, and then we'll have 89, 215, and 285 for AA and AAA left. 172 for AAA, Teague Sanderson of State College, your third place finisher, 11-5 over Brock Frable of Southern Lehigh. Your fifth place finisher, it was Elijah Simak of Nazareth, 7-3 over Christian Bird of Hershey. And for seventh place, it was A.J. Corp of Westchester Ruston, 7-2 over Blake Hostetter of Oxford area. So we still have 89, 215, and 285 in AA and AAA to recap. And we got one more to go. Colin White of West Green will have his third place match coming up in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Colin White of West Green about to take the mats for his third place matchup. And he will be wrestling a guy he just wrestled a week ago, Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop Court. Last week, they did wrestle in the Southwest Regional Finals. White was a winner over Rodriguez 1-0. They've wrestled three times total in their careers. Twice last year, and then obviously the one that match I just mentioned. Last year, White beat Rodriguez in the Powerade tournament 2-1, and Rodriguez beat White for third and fourth place in the state of Pennsylvania last year. He beat him 4-3. So these guys wrestle in the same match they wrestled a year ago. White won last week 1-0. And so Rodriguez, a third place finisher in the state last year, White, a fourth place finisher in the state. White hoping he can reverse this trend here in this matchup. And underway here at AA 285. 30 seconds in, just in a tie-up right now. Drag by to a Russian tie for White, and Rodriguez gets him off the arm. Fifteen seconds to go in the first. Still scoreless. And looks like we'll be scoreless at the end of one. AA 189 results. Brady Brown of Derry, your third place finisher, 4-2 over Hayden Harvey of Montoursville. For fifth place, it was Luke Fugazoto of Northwestern Lehigh, 7-2 over Jaden Imler of Chestnut Ridge. And your seventh place finisher, it was Hunter Cox of Greenville, 7-5 over Aiden Struchin of Fort LaBeouf. Rodriguez goes bottom to begin the second period. And White is going to flatten him out.
Yep, hard on that left arm right now, trying to get that bar and wrist controls. White, again, as you mentioned, flattens him out there. And 20 seconds in, Colin White looking like he's in pretty good position here to begin. Rodriguez trying to bring his knees up underneath him. He's going to be able to do that.
Down to 120 to go in the second period. White will flatten Rodriguez out.
Feels like we're working towards a similar result as we did a week ago, as you mentioned. White now going to look at that leg, maybe try to start bringing that up towards the head or working towards some sort of far side cradle, or maybe just looking to work in under. Breaks Rodriguez back down, though. A minute 20 gone here in the second period, and White lead or White tied, still 0-0. Roll there by Rodriguez. Nice job for him. And he's going to get up to his feet and clear of Colin White, so Caleb Rodriguez now has a 1-0 lead. Boy, for a minute 20, it looked like Rodriguez was incapable of moving much, and it's a nice little roll, and out he comes, and 1-0 he now leads.
We'll have the third period for Colin White in a moment, trailing 1-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network at greensports.net.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Colin White begins the third period on the bottom, trying to get up to his feet. Drop it down on a leg is Rodriguez. He'll lose that leg, and White will get the takedown and drive Rodriguez out. So they're tied at one in wrestling neutral. 1:42 to go here in this third period.
Yeah, important there. Colin White, smart to get himself to his feet quick, not leave or leave as much time as possible to get himself a chance for a takedown. As you mentioned, Greg, both wrestlers very familiar with each other, familiar even to this exact situation. So I think both right now being very careful.
They've yet to go to overtime in their career with one another. But obviously a tight 1-0 match last week shows you how close these two are with a minute to go in this third. Rodriguez scored first, which it's really what bit White in the butt last night.
Yep.
In his semifinal match. If he had scored first, I think he's in the finals right now.
I totally agree with you.
But because of that, he is now in this third-place match. It's amazing how a coin flip, though, can really decide a match sometimes.
I mean, at some point, there's got to be a reason that you got to find a way to determine them. So sometimes it's got to be something as simple as that.
Down to 25 seconds to go. What I'd feel confident in for White, though, is he was able to ride Rodriguez for a better part of a minute, so he'd have two chances to ride him for 30 seconds if it got to that point.
Yeah, we'll see here. It sure seems like we are destined for sudden victory, and we are. So yep, Caleb Rodriguez and Colin White off to sudden victory.
Toe the line for overtime. Hard tie up here from Rodriguez. Twenty seconds into the overtime, tied at one. Both these guys are seniors. White took a shot in at the leg, and then now Rodriguez a couple of hard head taps. 25 seconds left in the overtime. Underhook here now for Rodriguez. Goes in for a leg. In on a shot. Rodriguez unable to finish. White drives him out of bounds with 19 seconds left.
To your point, yeah. Colin White, you're right. Going to get a chance here at least.
I think he's got to be thinking, hey, I can ride him for 30 seconds. I can get out pretty quick. Let me go ahead and make this happen. So the 2:30-second period, Rodriguez wins the flip. And he'll go on the bottom for the first 30. Colin White will have a good idea of what he needs to do if he can ride in this first 30. Rodriguez tries a sit-out turn, and White able to spin around with him, but Rodriguez is up to his feet. White's got to try to bring him down to the mat. Still hanging around the waist, trying to force him down to the mat. I'm surprised no stalling call has come yet. Now trying to turn in. White drops on a leg. Stalling call. And typically they whistle that, but
yep.
They haven't. So they continue wrestling.
Under 5 seconds to go. Can White hang on?
And so that'll be that. Time has run out. So White will go on the bottom for his 30 seconds. And now Rodriguez is slow to get up off the ground. So he'll ask for injury time before White gets his 30 seconds. You usually whistle that when you have that stall call.
Yeah, I agree. And interesting that they didn't, but I think that benefits Colin White in this
instance. Well, I thought he was going to get hit again, and that was going to be
right.
My concern.
Because right,
I think
right.
He would have been able to hang with him off the whistle.
Yeah, Rodriguez came out of the gate with a nice kind of stand up and got to his feet, and you're right. White did an excellent job to maintain and stay with him. So, you know, credit there. And, yeah, now can Colin White find a way to
get that escape.
Yeah, and avoid the ultimate tiebreaker. Again, he's going to get, essentially he's going to get a chance here on the bottom and then potentially another chance to ride. So,
I mean, he just has to score and hold, and not stall, right? I
right.
think that's going to be the other thing. You could get an escape in 5 seconds and then Rodriguez come after you and get hit for the stalling call. If I'm Rodriguez, that's what I'm doing. I'm giving the escape and going after you for 30 seconds to get a stall call. But we'll see what happens here. Rodriguez trying to ride White. White trying to come up to his feet. Rodriguez drops down on a leg. Now White turns in. Rodriguez able to get him back down to the mat. Hanging on that leg, and a stall call will come to Rodriguez as they go out of bounds with 10 seconds.
You're right. The strategy you presented, Greg, obviously out the door now, but an interesting one nonetheless. And, yeah, Colin White's going to have 10 seconds here.
He felt he could ride him for 30. I thought White got out pretty quick when he got out in the third. But, hey, 20 seconds of riding so far for Rodriguez. He's got to do it for 10 more. White to his feet, trying to peel the hands. Rodriguez will drive him out of bounds. 4 seconds left. Stalling call again. So now there is the penalty point to White. I don't know if I agree with that one.
Honestly, I'm not sure what Rodriguez is supposed to do there.
Hey, drove him out.
He drove him out of bounds. White was standing up, and Rodriguez was trying to bring him back down to the mat.
The point given to White, diving in on the legs, and Colin White is going to be your winner. They didn't put the point on the board, but it was a 3-1 win at 2 minutes of overtime for Colin White. So Colin White of West Green is your third-place finisher, as that is the last match here of this medal round. So we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. We will finish recapping the rest of the weight classes and then also let you know how the WPIL wrestlers fared here in this round for third, fifth, and seventh, and set the stage for the finals as well. So we'll be back in a moment here on the WPIL or on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas,
local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
This area has a great tradition of high school wrestling, dating back to the late 1930s. Right around that same time, Angelo's Restaurant opened its doors. Now, nearly 90 years later, Angelo's Restaurant still serves classic Italian dishes and many new favorites. Owner Michael Passalacqua is a former wrestler, and he'd like to wish all area wrestlers good luck this weekend. Enjoy lunch or dinner with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. Find out more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Couple more weight classes left to recap. And let's go ahead and get those for you. 189 in AAA. Your third place finisher was Braden Zurcher of Nazareth, 11-2 over Michael Spielman of Strathaven. Your fifth place finisher was Franco Latore of Interboro by forfeit over Hunter Snyder of Latrobe. And for seventh place, it was Noah Templin of Mannheim Central, 7-5 over David Clayton of Quakertown. 215 pounds in AA. Your third place finisher, it was Aiden Bliss of Port Allegheny, 4-1 over Colton Tupper of Reynolds. Your fifth place finisher at 215 in AA, Kai Miller of Newport by fall at 358 over Omar Arrington of Cathedral Prep. And for seventh place, it was Marquez Gordon of Bishop McCourt, 9-2 over Zachary Kurtz of Pine Grove. 215 in AAA. It was a 4-2 win for Decker Bechtold of Owen J. Roberts over Kendall Orr of Dubois for third place. Fifth place finisher at AAA at 215 is Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan, 1-0 over Sawyer Ermagiotti of Penridge. And your seventh place finisher, it was Connor Smalley of Notre Dame GP, 14-2 over Cole Stacker of Eastern York. 285 in AA. Your third place finisher is Colin White of West Green, 3-1 at 2 minutes of overtime over Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt. Your fifth place finisher, it was Eon Savage of Upper Dolphin, 3-2 at 2 minutes of overtime over Daniel Williams of Glendale. And your seventh place finisher, it was Luke Sordolano of Williamson, 3-0 in overtime over Drew Digert of Conneaut. Double A, 285. They like their overtime. All three of them finished in overtime. Third place finisher at 285 in AAA was Brody Reebok of Shikellamy, 4-3 over Nolan Reinert of Gettysburg. Your fifth place finisher, it was Daniel Schiffert of Freedom, winner by forfeit over Curtis Crossman of Easton Area. And seventh place goes to Cam Dana of West Allegheny, 5-3 over Robert Rose of Hatboro Horsham. We're going to take one more timeout. We're going to let you know where the WPIA, or geez, where the Washington County, Green County wrestlers finished that wrestled in this round. So 14 total medalists, 12 know what they're bringing home, 2 still to come. We're going to let you know what those where those 12 finished and let you know about those 2 upcoming before we step aside for the finals coming up here at 4 o'clock. So we'll be back for one final break and bring that to you in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
This is Washington County Commissioner Nick Sherman inviting you to the Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Washington and Jefferson College. If you're a developer, investor, business owner, or just interested to see where our region is headed, this event is for you. Hear from industry leaders, explore new opportunities, and see where Washington County is headed. Admission is free and open to the public. The Washington County Real Estate Expo this Thursday at W&J College. See you there. Paid for by vendor sponsorships. No tax dollars were used in this advertisement.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Quality Quick Printing in Washington, PA is your single source for everything print. From high-speed copying and business documents to large format signage, design, and mailing services, Quality Quick does it all and ships nationwide. Their high-volume document management program offers economy of scale pricing from day one. Lock in low per-unit costs based on your yearly print volume. More volume, better pricing. QualQuick.com. Quality Quick Printing. Full service, cost-effective, done right.
Wrestling has been finished up here for the medal matches. We have... tap me up a couple times. I don't know why. I think it's just trying to tell me it's time for me to go home. So I don't know.
I wish it was that easy.
We got 39 matches left in the high school season. They're all state finals. 13 for AA, 13 for AAA, 13 for the girls. Washington Green County has 14 wrestlers bringing home medals. We know 12 of them. 5 wrestlers bringing home 7th and 8th place medals, and that is Malia Ramos of Canada McMillan. She finished in 8th place. Audrey Calguero of Canada McMillan finished in 8th, and Owen Ivsic of Bentworth finished in 8th. Finishing in 7th was Raya Senepal of Burgistown and Abigail Dolanch of Avella. 6th place was Uni Ayala of Canada McMillan, Lucas Barr of McGuffey, and Drake McClure of Bentworth. 5th place was Lilianella Giulianelli of Peters Township and Braden Collins of Canada McMillan. 4th place was Collier Hartman of Canon McMillan, and your third place finisher is Colin White of West Green. So they collected all 3 through 8. In this
You're
one.
Right.
I'd really like to avoid not 2 and just bring home 2-1.
That would be the way we'd like to finish up.
Yeah, and that's going to come early for us here. We had 2 state finalists in the Washington Green County area, and that's Lee Dreschman of Canon McMillan and Marley Sullivan of Canada McMillan. Marley Sullivan did win a state title last year, and she's going to try to repeat. Lee Dreschman, a freshman, he will be the first one out there at 107 pounds.
Yep.
So we'll see him right away and get an opportunity to see if he can bring home state gold. But it is, what, 39 matches, 13 in AA, AAA, and girls, and two big ones here for Dreschman and Solomon. Action gets underway at 4 o'clock. We're going to join you a little bit beforehand, trying to set the stage a bit and get you ready to go for this state finals. But we'll have all the matches. And then, of course, we also, in addition to Dreschman and Solomon, you have Keanu Dillard of Bethlehem Catholic going for 4 state titles. You also have
Adam Waters
of Faith Christian going for 4 state titles. And, oh, by the way, there's this matchup that everyone keeps talking about. At 145 pounds in AA, Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt, Brant Hare of Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, what more could you ask for? We're going to have a full couple of hours left, and we hope you come back and join us here. Again, our coverage beginning just a little before 4 p.m. today.
Thanks to Jacob Knisner for producing here today on 1450 AM WJPA. For my broadcast partner, Greg Smith, I'm Greg Warnock. We appreciate you listening in to the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.